hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the world of innovation, business, design, tech, and culture. I am Fazlan Esau, and today we're joined by two brand new additions to the Label Sessions roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Welcome, everyone.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
So, a special welcome to Ekaterina Golovanova, the operator who made beauty go digital. From MAC to L'Oreal, Ekaterina has scaled digital ecosystems that don't just look good, they also deliver growth. Welcome, Ekaterina. Also, a big welcome to Elemi Atigolo, the AI architect who built with a conscience. From wealth management to global AI frameworks, Elemi designs powerful systems that not only meet the brief, but also meet the regulators. So welcome, Elemi.
Welcome, thank you.
So in true sort of Label Sessions fashion and true innovation fashion, we're kicking off with an AI question. It tends to be something that we cover every single week. And this time around is, does AI have a role in reimagining some heritage brands? So how can heritage brands really use AI to stage their comeback? We've seen some of the UK's most iconic retailers looking to return to the high street with the help of AI to help reframe what the brand means. Is this a risk? Is becoming a nostalgic novelty rather than a cultural force a problem? What's the smartest way for heritage brands to use AI right now to rediscover cultural edge or to streamline the back office?
Yes, what we see with respect to some of the issues with heritage and brands that we're seeing can be expanded with the use of AI, and we've seen that work very well. If we take a firm like Burberry, over the few years, they've had some issues, and they fell out of the FTSE 100. They're now due to come back in, and some of this has been on a new appointment of the new CEO and this Burberry Forward approach, which really looks at how to use digital, how to use transformation, how to use AI. So everything that they've done, their campaign that they had in the beginning of the year, where they used AI to animate a digital picture taken back in the 1980s of Lord Lichfield, and use that as part of their campaign to reignite their trench coat effect, and what they've done with the use of AI. So everything from digitization, personalization, working with companies like Databricks to be able to analyze information that individuals use when they're browsing online, and taking that information and using AI to actually transfer that information, obviously with consent, to their teams in-house to work with clients. So they know exactly, as clients come in, I know what your preferences are, I know what you like, and it means that they can help to give a more personalized approach. So we've seen that work there. We've also seen that work with companies like Wedgwood. They marked their 250th anniversary back in April by allowing individuals to create part of their Jasperware using AI. So using generative AI, people could co-create. And this is something that hadn't been done before, and that was well received. And even the winner that they had, I think an individual by called Chase Archer, he was able to have his piece that he created, which was a Wedgwood that had sort of lobsters and very out there, effectively, not their typical brand, but it worked very well. Was actually in the V&A in the Wedgwood collection. So we've seen when it works very, very well. But at the same time, we've also seen where AI is not used as well. If we take brands like Lego, so back in 2024, Lego got a lot of backlash at the time from their community and the fans, because they had a image that appeared to be a generated image of their sort of Mercedes F1. We've had like Lewis Hamilton and so forth, and there were a lot of comments that the background didn't look real. It was a bit uncanny, and that really had an impact on their community. And one of the main reasons is that they had a previous issue with their sort of Ninja Go advertisements and so forth, and they made almost like a declaration promise that they wouldn't use generative AI when doing Lego content. So that really backfired on them. There was a lot of backlash. People felt that the authenticity of what Lego is about, which is human creation, everyone remembers using those building blocks, but also statements from the firm that states we won't use AI, and then sort of backtracking on that, you know, doesn't really bode as well. So we've seen it positively, we've seen it also negatively, and we've seen in some cases where you have brands that are not necessarily needing to reignite necessarily, but they are heritage. If you take someone like Coca-Cola, you know, they're 2024, they've had their Create Magic statement and symbol, which has done very well. You know, the ability, I think it was 2023, they had a Coca-Cola bottle that went through the different ages, and they used the stability AI at the time. But then when they went to recreate the magic of Christmas is coming, that had really mixed reviews. People felt that actually they were doing things that weren't really in brand with Coca-Cola's overall brand, and it had a little backfire in some regards. And even sort of the head at the time still stated that although they had it reviewed by many different people, they do understand the feedback. So it can be beneficial, and it can help increase opportunities, it can help increase growth, but it can also have some backfire if it's not done well and it's not thought about over the long term.
I remember that was like the Coca-Cola advert. That was one of the first examples I remember seeing where it was like very upfront and honest about it to an extent. Yeah, I was thinking about this, Ekaterina. I was thinking, like, you know, what is it from, you know, a luxury brand perspective? Because you obviously have time at L'Oreal and Estee Lauder and such. I'm very curious to see how it slot into that sort of realm.
Yeah, that's actually true. And I think, you know, if we look at the cause of luxury through years, it has been personalization, high-end services, high quality, and actually I think also innovation have been the code of luxury. Yeah. And if we see that, for example, in design, they have been at the front row, you know, driving the innovation. But it's also true that when we look at the tech aspect, for example, e-commerce, when it came on the scene, luxury were not the first one to adopt, actually were slow movers. And I think with AI, actually, there is a chance history in a way repeats itself, and there is a chance for luxury brands to come back strongly. And I think there are a lot of use cases that are already happening, as we mentioned. And there are lots of use cases that can actually help luxury brand not to dilute itself, but reinforce this cause of luxury. So for example, if I take even like out of the luxury industry example with Burger King and their launch of Whopper, where they gave customers a tool to customize the burger and have it like tailor-made for them. And we see like really interesting things with flowers and based on your user personality, and they have a high awareness of the new product. They also have high social media coverage, and this is basically the customization luxury brands are famous for. We can also look at another aspect, for example, of diagnostics and services. So we see brands adopting it for some time already. So for example, Lancome does have a shade finder where you can tailor made your foundation based on your skin, and it combines more than 72k different shades to personalize it for you. So that's amazing. Also with COVID, there was a huge increase of all their shade finders online, when you can actually try on your lipstick, or you can have a skin diagnostics. And this is something luxury brands can actually drive further, because although it's super useful from consumer perspective, we see also high quality traffic, people spend longer time on the website, they convert better after these services, but the adoption is still not that big. And I think actually luxury brands can drive adoption of these tools because they have their own sales advisors in the boutiques who can explain how to use that, and they can actually drive this innovation further. So I think it's the moment for luxury brands to utilize all the tools AI is offering from consumer perspective, and for sure from the business perspective, there are a lot of things that can help just to optimize the processes behind. And I think here we can talk about luxury, non-luxury brand, but it's coming. It's true that there are a lot of B2B solutions that also brands need to adopt, because I think we are at the stage changed by design or changed by the disaster. And I think it's much, much more efficient to change by design than to land in a place where you need a radical change and you're not ready for that.
Absolutely love that change by disaster, because I think that has been responsible for a lot of the change in the high street, where there's been, kind of getting themselves into corners that they can't quite get out of.